Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We now stand 10 years past the midpoint of a century that has witnessed 4 major wars among great nations. Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development. Yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Live from beautiful downtown Shenzhen in Studio A, this is Tough Reality. We'll talk about anything that you want to talk about, politics, religion, anything you don't discuss at the family dinner, we talk about here. Along with me today is wonderful Engineer Kelly in Studio B. We're going to be talking about a lot of things tonight. Agree with me or not agree with me, call me. Come on the air. We'll discuss what you want to discuss. You can reach me at mike@toughreality.com. You can Skype me, MIKEAY2. You can get me on Skype. Call into our show. Listen to our show. Be attentive. All right. Thanks for listening.
All right, everybody. How you doing? This is Mike. Tough Reality. Toughreality.com. We have a lot of catching up to do. We had a show last night that you know I listened to some of it, and I heard the introduction and I heard the ending, but I didn't hear anything in between. For some reason, the record did not work. I don't know why. Anyway, but tonight we're going to catch up. Tonight we're going to catch up with everything that we've been going on. We took a little time off because we moved. We're in a brand new studio. Brand new place, but we are still in beautiful downtown Shenzhen. And I, of course, as I said, in Studio A and across from me, Studio B is the intelligent, the newly trained webmaster, Engineer Kelly. How you doing, Engineer Kelly?
Great.
You're doing great tonight. And that's right. We took some time out today, did some training on how to do some different things on WordPress. WordPress, for all of you people who do not know, is a platform used on some internet websites. Teaching her, and it's great. But I want to welcome all of you from all over the world, all over Asia, all over Africa, Europe, all over Australia, North and South America, the Arctic, the Antarctic, all over this beautiful place we call Earth. Thank you so much for listening. Email me, mike@toughreality.com. Skype me, mikeay2. You can also phone me at 253-656-5048. Yes, that is my phone. You can leave me a message if you'd like to. Now, anything that we talk about on the show is fair game. If you have any questions, any comments, any things that you'd like to talk about, that's a good deal. We are a show that is about a lot of different things. But one thing we are about is unity. It's about unity, and we're also about discussing releasing people from captivity. Captivity of sin, captivity of no wealth, captivity of no health, captivity of no good personal relationships. We are leading people into a life free from sin, a life free financially, a life free with your health, a life free in having good personal relationships. Now, we divide our show up into five different things during the week. For those people who are new, Monday night we talk about current events. Tuesday we talk about online business development. Wednesdays we talk about personality development. Thursday, we talk about personal development. Friday, we talk about love God, love people. If you want to donate to our show, please go ahead and head up to our website, toughreality.com, where you'll find ways to message us and let us know if you want to donate. And also just hit us via PayPal. Donate $1, donate $10,000. It doesn't matter. Help keep our show on the air. And the email address that you can use if you don't see the button on Tough Reality is kellyyan68@gmail.com. That's kellyyan68@gmail.com. We appreciate anything that you do tonight, and we use that directly for the radio show. We also have options that we're giving up. We'll talk about this more tomorrow, giving up Bibles to the Chinese people and helping churches that are in China. Directly. Thanks so much for doing all of that and all that you can. Our job here at Tough Reality is to give you content of things that you can use, things that you can take and use so that you will have a better life. Excuse me. I believe that we need our show is called to do a very important thing, and that is to lead at least 3 million people out of captivity. And we talk about 4 major captivities that people are involved with that lead people into a life of freedom, sin, lead people into a life of freedom financially, lead people into a life of freedom health problems, lead people into a life of freedom from bad personal relationships. Now, I'm going to talk a little basis here so you understand where we're coming from. The why of this show is to help people. And I want everyone to join me, become part of our team. There is no possibly part of our team. It's called the TRT, the Tough Reality Team. There is no cost. But there is an idea that I want you to agree with. We have a dream here. We have a dream of one world. There are 7 billion people in the world. One race, the human race. There's no differences to us. We find one language where everybody can communicate effectively. The thing that they want to communicate so that they can be understood. If we communicate in the language that people understand, we will have a world that's safer, a world that is more abundant, a world that is better. And I know that in the Christian faith, the Lord is coming back. He's been coming back for years, and he will come back. I believe. you know that during the time of Jesus, they thought Jesus was going to come back. And if people waited around their whole life for the Lord to come back, they would die before the Lord came back. There were people that believed that the world was going to end in the year 1000. There were people that believed that the world would end at Y2K, the year 2000. There were people that believed that the world was going to end in 2001 after 9/11. People that believed in 2008 the world would end because Barack Obama became president or because we had a big financial crisis in the United States. But even from 2008 until now, 2015, that is how many years? 7 years. If you waited 7 years and did nothing but just wait around, you wasted your time. And I'm going to tell you why. The Bible doesn't say, sit around and wait. The Bible says, occupy for a time. So today on Thursday, we talk about personal development. And the personal development that I want you to think about today is that you need to figure out what your why is. Your why. I told you what our why is here, and you can include that in your why to help Mike and reality develop a better planet, a better world. Be part of the solution, not part of the problem. Anybody can complain, honestly. Anybody can complain about Barack Obama. Anybody can complain about ISIS. Anybody can complain about the new Iran arms deal. There's nothing wrong with complaining per se, but there is something wrong with believing that the sky is always falling. And is it getting bad? Yes, there are a lot of things that are getting bad. Is the Antichrist coming? Yeah, I believe so. Some people say the Antichrist is Barack Obama. Is the economy great? No. I shared with you that in America, about 50% of the people cannot come up with $500 in order to fix a problem they might have with a car. That's sad. Upwards of 90 to 93 million people are unemployed or underemployed inside the United States right now. There's problems going on in every country in the world. Turkey, Greece, Europe, there's problems. In Africa, there's problems with Ebola, problems with ISIS going on and killing people. There's problems in Russia with their economy, the oil prices going up and down and up and down. Problems in China. Many companies, large companies, are leaving China because the labor is becoming too expensive in China. Everybody sees a day where companies think that Chinese labor is too expensive. Big companies are leaving. Chinese people are starting to experience unemployment. Leaving their jobs, going to a job one day, being told to leave the month, closing our factory. So there are problems, world. There are challenges in this world. I don't care if you're a Buddhist or Muslim or Christian or Jewish. In this world, you will suffer problems. Even Jesus said that. So people who believe that a religion is the answer to everything, that's not true. The answer to everything is you. You and your what? You and your core value. Look, your core value does not come from how much money you make. Your core value does not come from who you think you are or who you live in. Core values come from inside of you that don't change, regardless of the economy, regardless of your relationship, regardless of any of those things we talked about. But our job here at Tough Reality, our vision, our dream, our why, is to see this world, one world, become one people, one race. Become in agreement with the communication that we
6,500 different languages in the earth. I believe as a people, we need to start developing core value of who we are. One strong core value is to develop courage. Courage means that you will do the right thing. And strength and power and not allow circumstances to frighten you, scare you, to intimidate you. Look, nobody can take inside the core unless you want them. You know, everybody has the power to choose how they respond to this. Frankly, says that he noticed that in the Nazi concentration camps, that the people who chose to have a great attitude, regardless of what happened in the camp, were the ones that lived longest, were the ones that lived stronger, were the ones that looked more healthy, even though all the circumstances around them should have made them. Today, you might be experiencing a financial challenge. Today, you might be experiencing a health challenge. Today, you might be experiencing a personal challenge with other people. My point is, everybody will have challenges. And I like what Jesus said, in this world, you will suffer persecution or problems. But be of good cheer. What does that mean? Be of good cheer. C-H-E-R, cheer. That means happy. Be of good cheer. Be. What does be mean? Be means right now. Choose right now. Be of good. Not just cheer. Not just happy, but good happy. Super happy. Be in this moment. Regardless of what is going on around you, be of good cheer. I am, he said, for the month. I have overcome the world. Therefore, I like that word. I like that word. Therefore, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And you can overcome the world. In this world, you will suffer persecution, suffering. In this world, you will suffer problems. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Therefore, you can overcome the world. Isn't that a great thought? It doesn't depend on your circumstance how you feel. It depends on your being, your choice of being of good cheer. Are you of good cheer today? My God, I don't feel I'm being of good cheer. I know. Mike, I got a problem. I got to pay my rent. I know. Mike, I got a problem. My wife hates me. I know. I know. Be of good cheer. Stick with that core value. Stick with it. Don't let it go away. Don't let the core go away. Your core value has to be a choice that nobody can take away your attitude. Not even you. Make a choice right now today. That nobody, I don't care how big you think they are, that nobody, I don't care how bad you think they are, nobody can take away your attitude. Nobody. No situation can change your being.
No situation. I don't care how bad you think it is. I don't care who you think you should be having. Don't allow the circumstance. Don't allow the person. Don't allow anything around you to determine who you are. My friends, I know you are. I've experienced pain and suffering in my life. I've experienced problems, big financial problems. I've experienced big personal problems. I've experienced big things. You know what? That's not my focus. Everybody experiences problems. But today, be of good cheer. You know, is that some don't want to be happy? I would say that it is okay to concern yourself with negative circumstances, but be happy that you have them. What? You know, my Bible also says something. Be thankful for everything. Be thankful for everything. That includes the suffering. That includes the pain. It allows you to grow. It allows you to expand. You know, the butterfly is in the chrysalis, changing from a caterpillar into a butterfly. But if you go over and see the butterfly struggling, get out of its chrysalis, and you open it up without allowing them to develop the strength in your butterfly wings, you will kill them. You will kill them. There is struggle in birth. But after the animal, or after the baby, or after whatever is born, there's a beautiful awakening. A beautiful period of growth begins to happen. It doesn't stop until the animal, the person, move on to the next life. Life is not a resting place. Life is a testing place. You hear that? Life is not a resting place. It's a testing place. And many times we're going, there's three stages. You're going into a test, you're in the middle of a test, or you're coming out of a test. I know. I know. But I'm here today to give you hope. You are part of my team if you're listening to my voice. I don't care if you're one person or 1 million persons. We have thousands of listeners right now, but our goal is to help 3 million people walk out of captivity into freedom in the four main areas. Areas of sin. And all sin is missing the mark. Does everybody miss the mark? Of course. Does everybody have a challenge and they fail? Of course, everybody fails. Anybody that tells you they don't fail is not alive. Every human that's alive has struggle. But we're helping people move out of captivity into freedom. In the area of sin, personal struggle. In the area of wealth, we want to move people out of the captivity, the bondage of not having enough cash. Our prayer for you is to have enough cash, more than enough cash, before you need the cash. How about that? That's our vision here. It's a reality. Also, we want people to walk out of bad health into good health. I know it's like a pain in the body. You might be waking up this morning, pain. Today, in the beginning of April already, just after Easter. Today is Thursday. Just after midnight here in China. Just after 12 noon in the United States. And I'm telling you, I know it's like that constant pain. That doesn't stop me. It doesn't knock me down. That doesn't change my core value of being
of good cheer. Being that you, like it hurts, I know it hurts. I know the pain. I know the suffering of this human life. That can change me on the inside. My core value of being good cheer. I'm looking at the world through eyes. I challenge you today, even with the failures that you have, even with the lack of money that you have, even with the lack of health, even with the bad relationships that you might have, I challenge you today, look at this world with loving eyes. Challenge. Don't let this world change. Let you change first your world, but then let you change the world. Not you. Not millions of people. It doesn't have to be that. It could be just a single person sitting next to you at work today. Maybe they're having a bad day too. And I'm not saying talk to the other person and have a pity party either. I'm talking about encouraging the other person that's next to you. It's got to be better. It will be better. Financially, it will be better. Healthy lives, it will be better. Relationship wise, it will be better. There will be a new day. It doesn't mean to sit around and just be silly. It means take control, take charge of your life. Occupy with your life. You do the things you can do to make changes in your world. Change begins with you. Remember, I say on the radio show all the time, you choose for you. And making no choice is a choice. Doing nothing is a choice. Do something. Do something. Write a letter. If you don't like something in politics, write a letter to the politician. Do something. If you don't like your financial situation, start a business. Get another job. Start looking. And the way will open up. Look, positive attracts positive. Negative attracts negative. If you think all the time about what you don't have, you will continue to get more of what you don't have. Start thinking about the possibilities. Be of good cheer. Think that tomorrow will be a better day. This next hour will be a better hour. How do I make it through the pain in my life? Many people have asked. 1 minute. The next minute, I believe better. The next second, I believe will be better. I live now. Be who I am. I am the chief. I am the love. I am peace. I am joy. I am love. I am abundance. I am health. I have good personal relationships. I am a success. I have a bright future. Start believing that for yourself. And then do something with a faith without work instead. So the personal development action step for today, look at the world with loving eyes. Encourage somebody else to live a better life. Go to GoToTheAudio.com. You can find out some of the projects we're working on. And I want you to work with me. Remember, always put people before profit. I can tell you how many businesses would try to talk to this. Don't. The job in your life is put people before profits. Remember, one world, one race, move towards that. Took reality, you want to be part of our team. You can become part. You don't have to fail and not be able to succeed. beginning steps sometimes of failure will cause the seed of success. I believe that in every failure there's a seed of an equal or greater benefit. So I want you today, again, to look at the world with loving eyes. Don't let the world cast you down. Don't let the evil of this world put you out, knock you out. Believe in yourself. I believe in you. Believe in everything that's out there. I do. This is Mike, Tough Reality, toughreality.com. I want you to do something today to change who you are. Make sure you email Mike at toughreality.com, and we will talk with you next time.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening today. Tough Reality, toughreality.com. We had a great, great, great show today. And as you listen to our shows, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, YouTube and Pinterest. Skype me, MIKEAY, the number 2, at Skype. You can also email me at mike@toughreality.com. I want to make sure that each one of you understand that we care for you here at Tough Reality. And the tough reality is this: you choose for you. Nobody else chooses for you. You make that decision. Until we talk again, until we hear you again, until you speak to me again, or until you listen to us again, we want to make sure that all of you tune in the next time. Tell your friends, your relatives, anybody else that wants to get a double up of tough reality. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Too few, too many.
Take it away, Frank. Bye-bye.
I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway. More, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times I'm sure you knew when I bit off more than I could chew.
Hey, everybody, one final thing. This is Mike. I just wanted to say this week. Love you, Tough Reality. Experiencing any problem, sure you email mike@toughreality.com. We will pray for you. We believe with you. Help you overcome your situation. Mike, bye-bye, guys. And did it my way.
it was